You're holding Daf Kuf Vav Amar Aleph. Again, last more we had a little bit was B'shnei the Rav Yosef in the years of Rav Yosef had Berischa. Rashi says Hashem was angry and there was a famine. There wasn't enough food. Amr le Rabbanon le Rav Yosef. So Rabbanon said to Rav Yosef, Leboi ma'arachmei, you should start davening for us. Daven to Hashem for us. Is Amalu? So Rav Yosef answered back, Hashto ma'alisha, madach by Elisha. Tchihevi Rabbanon miftri mekamei. After he gave shear, when Rabbanim left him, heavy paisho trei alfin umasayin Rabbanim. There was still left over by his house that ate was 2,200 Rabbanim. That's something like people ate by his house. The Talmidim still stayed by him. Now, Yidin Rizcha happened then also that Hashem was angry and there was a famine. Is like heavy boy Rachme, he didn't daven to Hashem. Is Anoyi boy Rachme, should I daven to Hashem? The Mashal explains like, if there's no food at all, there's no geshem at all, then we had gemaras and tainus that you're supposed to daven to Hashem. The mashma over here, there was food. Just was a little bit scarce, it was hard for them. So he said it was just hard for them, for that he didn't want to daven to Hashem. He brought a riot from an Elisha, that even though he had so many tamidim by him, and his stomach was harsh, hard for him, still he didn't daven to Hashem. So Mor says, now, Mimai de Paishiachi, how do you know there's so many tamidim were left over by Elisha that ate by him? The Pasuk says, what should I do? He had 21 loaves of bread, and he said, what should I do to put it in front of 100 people? So, Mor says, my lifnei meyish. What does it mean that they ask the question, who should I put this in front of, what should I do with this in front of 100 people? Elaim, if you want to tell me, dekula lifnei meyish, that all these 21 breads he should put in front of 100 people. Frat Gemara, b'shnei b'tzuras, too heavy. It was a hunger year then. So Chura, to give, that's a lot of bread? What was so scarce about the bread then? Ela l'chura, what it means to say is like this, that the chol chad v'chad kam in mayish. Each loaf of bread goes in front of 100 people. So therefore, if he had 21 loaves, that's like 2,000. That's the rye, he had so many tamidim left over. Ki avi miftaru rabbonim mivei rav. When the rabbonim used to leave rav, after by slaves he made, he gave shir. Is heavy paishi alpha masayim rabbonin. There was still left over 1,200 rabbonin. That's also how many tamidim mustama that he took care of. Mibei Rafuna, when Rafuna used to get finished saying shir, heavy paishi tim nemei rabbonin. He only had 800 rabbonin that still stayed by him. Mor says now Rafuna heavy dorish betlei samaroi. When Rafuna used to give a shir, there were so many people there that he needed 13 interpreters. That's how many interpreters he had. Trace of Rashi, Hashemim mipiv, or Mashmin the Rabbim, Zemikan, Vizemikan, or Mlefneim Melyochor, that Mamash had 13 people to tell over to the Rabbim. Ki Avikaimi Rabbonim in Mesifta the Rafuna, when Rafuna used to get finished saying Shir, and the Rabbonim would get up, Venavsi Gulamayu, and they would like shake their jackets or their pants, they were sitting there for a long time. After Shir, they'd all start to get up, his Avi Solakapok. Like the dust from the room went up, mamas, so much dust went up, it like made the day dark. It like mamas covered up the sun a little bit, it got dark at that time. And even though they were not doi, it was nikkur in Eretz Yisrael. For Yami ben Marov and the people in Eretz Yisrael were able to say, that they used to know in Eretz Yisrael when the shir ended by Rafuna and his yeshiva, which is in Bavel, even though they're very far away, but since there was such so many tamidim there, then when they got up after shir, it made such a dust, the dust went up, it was nikkur even in Eretz Yisrael. Ki miftri rabbonim ve rabba, Rabbi Yosef, when the rabbonim left the shir of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, have paisha arba mei rabbonim. He only had 400 rabbonim left over. The Koral and Afshar, and they called to themselves, Yasmei, like we Yisraim him, they don't have that many left over. Ki Abi Miftu Rabbonim Bibe Abaya, by Abaya is Beis HaMedrash. He used to get finished saying Shir, when the Rabbonim left him, for Yamrulon, some say the case was Mibe Rav Papa, for Yamrulon, some say Mibe Rav Ashi from Rav Ashi, is Abi Paishi Mosin Rabbonim. There was left over 200 Rabbonim. The Korah and Afsharon, they said upon themselves, Yasmei the Yasmei, like orphans of the orphans. And that's how many are only left over. And before, there were so many Tamidim left over. Now there are only a few left over. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Radifa. Omer Rabbi Ami. Mevakrin Mumin Shav Yishlayim, the people that used to work for the Beis Hamikdash, they used to check out the Karbonis to make sure there was no mum. They used to check out the animals to see if it's a mum or not. They used to get paid from the Trumas Aleshcha. The leftover money from the Truma, they used to collect the money on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the middle of Adar. They started to take the Machzor Shekel for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They used to use the new money for the Karbonis, and they used to make Truma, took the Truma out of the Lishcha. So from the Truma to Lishcha, they paid these people that worked. It's also called the working for Tzorchei Karbonis. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Talmud Chochom Hamalamdin Hilcha Shchita Lekanim. The Talmud Chochom used to teach the Kahanim how to do Shchita. Is also he would also get his pay from this Truma Taleshcha, the money from the Machzor Shekel. It was also called Tzorchei Gevoya, Tzorchei Karbonis. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Talmud Chochim Hamalamdim Hilchas Kemitza Lekahanim. A Talmud Chochim that would go and teach the Kahanim how to make a mincha, how to make Kemitza, how to take the three fingers full of the Kemach, is Neutlin Tzchor Mitzruma Taleshcha. They also would get pay from the Truma Taleshcha. It was also an Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, and that was like a Tzorach Kabonis, they would get paid. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Magiyei Svorim Shev Yishlayim, the Seferim that used to go around to fix up a Sefer Torah. That means you had a Sefer Torah that was possible, and they used to go around to fix it up. Rashi said, "Shall kol adam v'yadam, even a private sefer Torah, she'osel la'ashoy sefer sheina muga. You're not allowed to keep a sefer Torah in your house that has a mistake in it. Mishumatishkom v'yolecha avla, you can't leave a bad thing in your house. For roh bezdin shoy mesatzlem adover, bezdin saw the way the sefer and people were not taking care of it. V'yefkiru truma salesh lakach. Therefore, they saw fit to take money from the truma saleshcha to pay these people." Even though it's not really called Tzorchei Karbonis here, Avai says Bezdin has a right how to have kiro, they were mafkir the money that they should be able to take it from the Trumas Aleshcha. As the verse says, Megiya Svarim Shibushlayim, Hoyu Neutlin Svarim Trumas Aleshcha. They also would get paid from the Trumas Aleshcha. Omarav Nachman Omarav, Noshim Orgois the Pereichis, the lady that used to make the Pereichis, raised by the Beis Hamikdash, is also Neutlis Chor Metrumas Aleshcha. She would also get paid from Metrumas Aleshcha. It's also called Tzorchei Gevoya. That's what she got paid from. So this is what Rav Nachman said over. Nachman said over the name of Rav. Rav Nachman said over the name of Rav that the Noshim used to get paid from Metrumas Aleshcha. But Vani Yoyma, me myself, Rav Nachman himself says, Mi Kotche Betek Abayis. No, they used to get paid from the money that was given over to the Betek Abayis. Because this is called a part of the bayis itself, the binyan itself. Hoyu l'pareiches tachas binyan asuyos. Because the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they had the pareiches instead of the binyan, instead of the armor traklin. In the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, there was an armor traklin, like a whole wall there. And the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni did not have it. Instead of the armor traklin, one wall, they had a pareiches. So the pareiches is like part of the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, whoever made the pareiches got paid from the bedek habayis. Meisvei Adakash on this says Noshim Orgas of Pareiches, the ladies that used to work to make the weave the Pareiches, the curtains, or Beis Garmoy, the people from Beis Garmoy, Al Mais Lechem Aponim, we had in the Gemara, they were Bekiim, they knew how to make the Lechem Aponim, they used to teach the Kahanim how to make the Lechem Aponim, for every Shabbos, or Beis Avtinus, this Mishpocha, Beis Avtinus, Al Mais Yakhtarus, they knew how to make the Keteris very well. They used to teach the other Ketanim how to make the Keteris. So they used to want pay. Is kulum ayu neutlis chor mitrumas aleshcha. Here it says clearly, they only got paid from the trumas aleshcha. And it says here, even the ladies that made the pareches also got paid from the trumas aleshcha. So for Tzakash and Rav Nachman, how could he say the ladies that made the pareches used to get paid from the Betek Abayis? Here it says clearly, they only get paid from the trumas aleshcha. So Maria says, it depends for where the pareches, where the curtain was used. Hosam de Bavavi. There's talking about by the gates. By the shorim, by the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, used to have curtains, stam litznius. That was only litznius to make privacy there. That's not called part of the binyan. Therefore, for that, you can't take from the bedek habayis, the money that was set aside for the building of the Beis Hamikdash, but rather has to be taken from the Trumas Aleshcha. To Yom HaRabbi Zerav, Zerav said, Omar Rav, In the base of Mikdash Hasheni, there were 13 different curtains they used there. 13 Pareches. Shiva, 7 of them, Kineged Shiva Shorim. There were 7 gates, 7 ways to get into the base of Mikdash, and each one of them had to have a Pareches. So the kids are these Pareches that you make for the gates, that's not really called part of the binyan, that's only Litznias B'Yalma, for that you only take it from a Trumas Aleshra. But Echo, the Pischa Shleichol, one was made by the Pesach, the opening of the Heichol, and the Echor, the Pischa Shalulam, one was made by the opening of the Ulam, Beis Bedvir, two of them was made in the Beis Mikdash itself. So Rashi says, Shtayim Bedvir means Tachas Amatraklin, Traxin. But this is Taka part of the Binyan. And by the Beis Mikdash Arishon, they had a wall there. In the Beis Mikdash Hasheni, by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the dividing, there was only a Pareches. So this Pareches of the Shtayim Bedvir, that's called like Kenega the Binyan. For that, Rav Nachman said, they got to pay from the Bedek Abayis. And Beis Kinegdom Baliyah. And two of them was the opposite of Aliyah, Trashila Avdil Ben Aliyah's Heichel, L'Aliyah's Kodesh Kodashim. To divide between the top part of the Heichel and the top of the Kodesh Kodashim. V'gam Heim B'mokam Amatraksin. They were also called part of the Binyan of the Bayis, Kinegdom that wall that was there by the Beis Mikdash Harishon. So the kids saw the Pareches for different purposes. So the ones that were Stamlet Snias B'Alma, that was from the Trumas Aleshcha. But the one that came from Takas Abinyin, that Taka came from the Bedek Avais. Tana Rabbanim, we'll learn like this. Noshim HaMegadlois B'Neyim L'Pora. The Noshim that used to have children, and used to watch them that they never came to me. They used to watch them that they never touched a mace, in order that they should be Tor to make the Pora Aduma. In order to make the Pora Aduma, you have to be Tor. So Rashi says, "Bechatzeras habnuyas b'sloyim." They used to have special yards that was built on top of rocks, b'yushlayim. V'tachtein chalal underneath the rocks, it was a hollow place. V'vnei kever atoyim to make sure there's no mace underneath it. Even if there was a mace, there's called a chalal tefach is mafsik. U'masin l'perek hayoshin tachas amiton u'boyu noshim ubras. Ladies that are pregnant used to come there. V'yoldeshon used to give birth there. Oh my God, the Shambanan, they would raise the children there. Letzorche Paraduma. Last week, Bisrefosa. Nor to be Esek in burning the Paraduma. Oh, Milo Memeho, to gather the water together. Oh, Lahazan is called Shiva, to spritz the water. Al Kurin Asar, from the Kurin they used to burn it. Kadi Armina Masech the Yuma. Oh, Mala Zu Osalod, used to make a special Milo to make sure these Tinoikois, Shlanitlum Mememehem. They used to have kids that were never touched Tomei, never became Tomei. And the reason there is because there was a zilzal a little bit to take away from the tzedukim that's held that a tfu yoyim can't bring the paraduma, so we dafka were makbet to make the kayin tummy that day and let him go to the mikvah that a tfu yoyim should bring the paraduma. But since we made a little bit of a kula, me the geese, we wanted to still show that the paraduma is very important. You have to do it petairam. They used to also make this chumris that the people that are isik in it were people that were never makabotuma. So kids, they used to have a special place where they would raise these kids to make sure they're always tor to be yosef with the poor aduma. So where did they get fed from? So Gemara says, Abishur Loma, Yenoshim, the first bride says, Noshim Magadlis B'nayim, Leporo, Yenoit Lo Yischor Matrumas Aleshcha. They also were able to get fed from Matrumas Aleshcha. This is like called Tzorche Kabonis to have the poor aduma. Therefore, they're allowed to use the money to feed these kids. Abishur Loma, that Noshim Yikorash Yibishlayim. They were very Rashi Ashiras, rich ladies of Yushlayim, Hoyuzona Soyson, used to feed them. Over Fana Soyson, Rashi Blavush Uchsus, Hezonis means used to give them food. Over Fana Soyson means used to give them clothing. So they did not have to take the money from the Trumas Aleshcha, but rather they got fed and clothed from the rich ladies of Yushlayim. Boyimene Rafuna Merav. Rafuna asked the Shalom from Rav. Kli Shoris. That's what used to make the Kli Shoris, special kedlin they use in the Beis Hamikdash, to mekabel the dam, a Kli Shoris, mal sheyasa mikotcher Bedek Abayis. Could you use the money that was set aside for the Bedek Abayis to buy a Kli Shoris? So Rashi says, shemeshor shembem bamizbeach, hachitzen, shubinya shalavonim. Like the Kli Shoris he used to use for the outside mizbeach, which is made from a binyan of avonim. So is that called like the Bedek Abayis? Is that called like the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash or not? Sorche mizbeach ninu, umikotche bedek abayis osu. since it's a purpose to do the avoida by the mizbeach, so male, that's also called tzorche bedek habayis. The mizbeach is part of the beis hamikdash, so it's called part of the binyan that you could take the money from the bedek habayis. Or it's tzorche korbaninu, or else no, the klisharis really is for the purpose of the kabonis. Like you have to accept and receive the dam, the kabbalah sadam has to be in the klisharis. So since the purpose of the klisharis is to do the avoida with the kabonis, maybe it's called tzorche korbaninu. And therefore, Matruma Saleshra Yoisin, Oisin. They used to make him spend the money from Matruma Saleshra. So that's the Shaila Yes Rav. The money for the Kli Shoris, can you take it from the Bedek Habayis, the money set aside for the Binyan or the fixing up of the Beis Hamikdash? Or do you have to take it from Matruma Saleshra, which is set aside for the Kabonis? Omele, he said back to him, a Nasin Ela Matruma Saleshra. You could only take it from the Truma Saleshra, in other words, not from the Bedek Habayis. This is not called Tzorche Bedek Habayis. Eis may have a kash on this. Pasuk says, "Ukhloisam." When they ended, "Hey viyul lufnei melech." For Yoyada, according they brought in front of the king, and Yoyada, Shara kesef leftover silver. For Yaseya kelim leveis Hashem klisharis, and they made kelim from it. So who the kash was here at Smash the leftover money, poshimis from the Bedek Habayis, the money they had collected to build the Beis Hamikdash. From that money, the leftover money, they used to make the klisharis. So who you see, you're allowed to use the money for the Bedek Habayis to make a klisharis. So Amalei, he said back to him, no, to Yakrecho Ksuvi, lo Yakrecho Nevi. Whoever taught you Ksuvim did not teach you Neviim. If you bring me a pasuk from Divrei Hayomim, I'll bring you a pasuk in Malachim that says like this. Pasuk says, Ach lo yase beis Hashem svois. You should not make the beis Hashem like from Kalim. No, so the money set aside for the Beis Hamikdash, you can't make kelim. That you can give it to the people that work building the Beis Hamikdash, but not to buy kelim. So who you see, you cannot use the money that was set aside for the Beis Hamikdash to use it to buy kelim. Yeah, so who your first pasuk is that right? For the Gemara Yochi, you saw Kasha Kura Dodi, for a Kopon, the Kura Yaza pasuk of Divrei Hayomim, that there it's Mashma, that the money for the Beis Hamikdash they used to buy kelim. So Mara says, Lakash, there's no Sira. Kan she govu v'yosiru. Kan she govu v'lo yosiru. Now, one is talking about true, they collected the money for the Beis Hamikdash. But they used all the money they need, and they have leftover money. So the leftover money they have, that they're allowed to use for other purposes. That they could use to buy a Kli Sharis. But if the money they collected, Lakhatkhila, to use for the Beis Hamikdash, and they need the money, they have to use it, then they have no right to use it for other purposes. They can't buy a Kli Sharis out of it. That's the Teretz. For the Gemara though, but still, for the Gemara v'chi gavu v'oisiru, once they collected the money for the Beis Hamikdash, true and it was left over. But my heaven, like, so what? The Chura, they will makdish the money to use it for Kedusha's Beis Hamikdash, for Bedek Habayis. So how could they use the money now for Kalim? Even though it's left over, but at Chila, Rashi, halal the Kedusha's Korban gavu, they did not collect this money for Kedusha's Korban. They collected the money to use for the Beis Hamikdash, not for Kabonis. So what's the difference of the leftover money? Why do you say the leftover money they're allowed to use for Kalim? Omer Rabavu, and this Rabavu says, there's a klal of Leiv Bezdin Masna Leim. That when you first collected the money, everybody gave it like to Bezdin, to Leiv, the heart of Bezdin has a right to make conditions. Leiv Bezdin Masna Leim. That when they first collected the money, so Bezdin is the one like took it Litzarech, the Beis Hamikdash. They were Makdish Litzarech the Beis Hamikdash, but they made a Tanai that Im Hutzruchu Hutzruchu. If they're going to need the money for the Binyan, the Bedek Habayis, so this money tak is set aside to use for the Beis Hamikdash. The Im Lav, but let's say they're going to have leftover money, they're not going to use it all for the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Bezdin made a Tanai at the beginning. Ye Yehu Yehay LeKli Sharis. This money could be used for Kli Sharis. That's why it's no steer in the Psukim. That after Bezdin saw they had enough money, with the leftover money, they were allowed to use it for the Kalim. Even though the Lechachilu was made for the Beis Hamikdash, that's the klal of Leiv Bezdin Master Leim. When they first collected the money, it's a throw like Bezdin made a Tanai condition on it. Tana Devera of Yishmuel. Small note like this. Kli Sharis Boye Mitshuma Saleshra. The tree Kli Sharis that we had before, you can only buy it, spend the money from the Truma Saleshka, not from the money for the Bedek Habayis. It's not called part of the Binyan, but rather it's called by Tzorche Kabonis. Kabonas come from the money, you take a truma from the Leshka. That was the money collected from the Machsa Shekel. It used to make three different big piles, and then it'll take a truma to take money out of it. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Eshara Kesef, the leftover money. That's what they used to buy the Kalim. Ezeo Kesef Sheishto Shirayim, what's called money that has leftover Shirayim to it? Have Yoim is that Truma Saleshcha. That's the side of Truma Saleshcha. Truma means, like first they had a big pile there of the Machsa Shekel, and they go and take some to make Truma out of it. And there's leftover, that's called the Shirayim. So the kids said, this money from the Truma Saleshcha, since it has Shirayim, this money you use to buy a Klisharos. Fred Gemara V'yeim Shirayim Gefayim, if so, maybe you could only use the leftover money for the Klisharos. Maybe you can't use the money from the Truma itself. Rashi says, so the Truma Saleshcha means Kester Shebekupas. They used to take the money and put it into baskets. So maybe they can't use that money, but rather maybe only from the Shirayim. Rashi, Mishirayim means on the Sorim Baleshcha that was left over in that room. Klisharos boy, maybe from that money comes the Klisharos. For Loimin at Truma Atzma, but not from the Truma itself. But they used to first collect the money, put it in the room, put it in the Leshcha. And then they go in there, take a basket, and fill up the basket with money. And that's called the Truma Saleshcha. And from that, the Ikav used to spend the money to buy Kabonis. And the leftover money, that's called the Shirayim. So how do you know to say you're allowed to use the money from the Ikav Truma to buy Klisharis, maybe only from the Shirayim? So the Mor says, to the Yama Rav, like Rav says, when the Pesach says, Ha'ayla, means Ha'ayla Rishon, the first, the best. His Ochinam, it says, Ha Kesef Dei, means Kesef Rishon, means the first money you're using. And the first money means the Truma itself. So from the Truma to Leshcha itself, you're allowed to take money to buy Klisharos. Meisvei, I have a kash like this. It says, Ha Keteris, the Chol Kabonis Tzibur, and all the animals, the Kabonis of a Tzibur, Boyim the Truma to Leshcha. It comes from the money of the Truma to Leshcha. Mizbeach Azov, what about the inside Mizbeach? So Rashi says, Klihu. That's not called Binyan. That was movable. That's called a Kli. For Loi Binyan, it's not part of the building itself. Sheinu Mechub L'Adam, it wasn't attached to the ground. Therefore, the inside, the golden Mizbeach, which was movable, is called like a Kli. It's not called like a Karka, like Binyan. Ulavoyna, who are did the money they bought to Rashi Shalechem upon him? On every Shabbos used to have two bezichin, two cups like full of levoina, or on the, put on the shulchan by lechem upon him, or klisharis, and that if we have to buy kelim to be klisharis, is boyim mi moiser nesachim. It comes from the leftover money of the nesachim. Rashi moiser nesachim, what does that mean? Pligi bov mesechta menachis. That's the Gemara, the machlekes, the Gemara menachis, what it means, mi moiser leftover from the money of the nesachim. Perak Shtei Midas. Rabbi Chia b'Rabbi Yosef Omar. Biritzut Se Midas. They mean Shemestavkim Silsois. People used to be menadev to bring the flour to the Beis HaMikdash. Shekiblu Moyes Hegdish. Lisapik Slotas Kol Yimais HaShana. They used to give money in order to be able to buy flour for the Menachas for the whole year. Is Moedudin LaHegdish B'Mido. They used to count, measure it out in special Kalim. Berut, now, Mi Berutzois Tefufa. V'loy mechuka. It used to be piled up and not straight down. V'yamakrivin, the ones that brought it, moicha kamida, used to smooth it down. That's when you pile up a kli full of flour, you can make it like a pyramid sticking up all the way on top, or else you can smooth it down flat on top. So it used to bring a lot, but they only used to use the mechuka, straight measurement. They moicha nesachim, that's called leftover money from the nesachim, from this menachas. Or moicha nesachim used to sell it, and with that money, you're able to buy the keteris and the mizbeach hazov levon and the klisharos. That's one man diyama there. If we have yechon and noma koisa shishnino, we learned over there makabel olav lesape koyimas hashon lakodesh. So does me'abasoyim. Kids also people were not to give money for the menachos with leftover money. That's called moisa nesachim. The leftover money that was menada that was supposed to be given for the nesachim for the menachos. The leftover money you could buy a Mizbeach Azov, the Levon and the Klisharos. Now, Mizbeach Oilo, so I hope on him you see that you don't use the money from the Trumas Haleshcha, but rather use the money from the Moiser of the Nesachim to buy a Klisharos. Vaita Mizbeach Oilo, that's the outside Mizbeach. So Rashi says, that's Mamash Abinyin, Vo Mikod Shei Bedek Abayis. That money comes from the Bedek HaBayis, but that's attached to the ground, that you can't move around. That's called part of the binyan. Mizbeach Oila HaLishchois, mamish the rooms that they used to store things in there, the Lishchois in the other Beis HaMikdash, VeHazorois, also the Hazorah, the places in the Beis HaMikdash, that's mamish part of the binyan, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that money comes to build it from Boyim Mikotchi Bedek HaBayis. But Chutz L'Choymetz Hazorah, Mashenkin, the Choyma, the wall around the Hazorah, around the Beis HaMikdash, Boyim Mishuri HaLishchois. That comes from the Shuri of the Lishchois. Trashi chutz lechaymas azora, going ezras noshim, v'yachayu v'chaymas ir, m'gloseo boyim mishirayim, hanasorim b'leshcho, kishet torma b'kufois. And it means mishirayim alishchos, means the leftover money in the lishcho. When you used to make the truma to get the money out from the kufois, the leftover money used to be spent for the chayma, lechaymas azora. Zui sheshenino, this is what we learned. Chayma Seir, the wall around the city, or Migdalosel as big towers, the whole Sorchi or anything you need for the city, Boyim Mishuri Aleshcha. That doesn't come from the Truma Aleshcha, that comes from the Shirayim. Because after they took out a Truma, took out a Kupa full of money to use for the Kabonis, if they had leftover money there that they did not use for this year, that's called the Shirei Aleshcha. For leftover money they use from the Leshcha. The Akol Ponim, what's begayed to us is, here you see the Klisharis. Did not come from the Trumas HaLishcha, but rather here it came from the Moisa Nesachim. So Gemara says, Tanoi, Tzakamachwekas Tanoim, Trashidika Laman Diyoma, Klisharas with Trumas HaLishcha Boyin. There is a man Diyoma that says it comes from Trumas HaLishcha, and here they hold no, it comes from the Moisa Nesachim. This now we learn like this, Moisa Truma Mayo Yoisimbo. What do they do with the money with the leftover from Truma Rashid HaNisha Bakupais for a Shkodesh Nisan? When it came Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that now they used to use the new money from the new Truma. What do they do with the leftover money from last year's Truma? So what do they do with it? Mahi Yoisin, Bor Rikuye Zov, they used to make silver, golden, carve out the gold. Tzipuye Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. To put it, to make nice, to cover up the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shoyles, Rabbi Yishmael used to say, Moise Peiris leftover money was Lekayat Samizbech. He used to use it for the Kayat HaMizbech. Rashi says, Moiser Revach Peres Kama Forash Maininu. The leftover money they had from the sales of selling the Peres. That's called Moiser Peres. If they used to sell the fruits and make money on it, what would they do with the leftover money? Like Kayat HaMizbech. Rashi says, Kishu Botul, when the Mizbech was empty, they were not bringing any Karbonis then, they used to bring a Karbon Eila then. That's called Kayat HaMizbech. Like when it was empty, they used to make sure there was always Karbonis to be brought. So from this leftover money, they would buy Karbon Eulis to put on the Mizbech. What about Moisa Truma? The leftover money from the Truma Taleshcha, what would you do with it? Likhli Sharis. You see clearly this man the Yom holds, where do you buy Likhli Sharis from? From the Truma Taleshcha. Rebbe Kiva Goymer, Moisa Truma Lekaitz Mizbech. The leftover money from the Truma Taleshcha, the Truma you would use for the Kaitz Mizbech. To buy kabonis, a carbon ayla. And aklami, for the carbon, chayva, the carbon tziba, you had to use the money from the New Year's, machta shekel. But the leftover money of last year, you could buy stam nedavis, a carbon ayla, the kayat samizbeach. Moist in the sochim, what do you do with the leftover money like we had before from the money that was set aside for the flour for the nesochim, le klisharis? From that we buy a klisharis. So, kids, you see, it's a machlokes tanoim. Which money did they take from to buy the klisharis? We had the chanina askana kana meima. The chanina askana kana used to say, "Moisa nesochim lekayetz mizbech." Leftover money from the nesochim, from the flour people were nadiv, they used to use to buy kabonis to bring when the mizbech was empty. Moisa truma, leftover money from the truma halishcha leklisharis. They would use to buy klisharis. Zev is there, both of them lo hayu meidim beperis. But both of them did not agree to the sinyan of having Paris. Rashi Shiye Shum Moisa Paris. There was no gain that will, like we'll soon see, they didn't do business with the fruits that they received. We'll soon see what that means. Freddy Gemara, Mahi, what is this? What is the Paris? So Gemara said the Tanya will learn like this. Moisa Truma, Mayo Yoisimbo. What do they do with the leftover money from the Truma Salishka? Used to take Truma, take out buckets full of money. And that money used to use to buy the new kabonis. So at the end of the year, if they still had money left over, what would they do with that money? It says, Leuchin bo leuchin peris. They used to go into business like, they used to buy fruits, bezul, at a cheap price. Or moichrin oisim b'yoker, and they would sell it at a high price and make profit. For yaschar, with the profit, what would they do with it? Makitzim b'yoshim mizbeach. They would use the money they gain to buy kabonis to put on the mizbeach. V'zuvish yeshanino, this is what we learned, moise peris l'kaitzim mizbeach. The money that they gained from selling fruits, that they would use for the kaitzim mizbeach. Now, my zev v'zilu hoye moise v'peris, what does it mean they both told there was no such thing as moise peris by the base of Mikdash? Like, why not?
Alright, turn over.